I'm going to call this meeting on May 18th for the Board of Commissioners of Public Land to order. We all hopefully got the packet sent on Friday. So just running through today's agenda, starting with approval of the minutes from May 4th. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved, Doug.
I will second that. Great. Any feedback on the minutes? See none. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Minutes are approved. Moving down to the loans, we have four loans, a little over $850,000. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
Doug, I'm so moved we adopt the four loans.
Okay, I will second that. Great. Rich, do you want to talk us through what we are looking at with these four municipalities?
Yes, there are a few loans. There are two loans for road work, one for capital equipment, and one that has a purpose of finance operations. That loan is to refund some accounts for the town of Dexter for past road work. They called it operations because I think that the actual work was done last year.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Thanks, Rich. Any questions for Rich about the loans? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the loans, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Almost in harmony, Doug and Josh. That was great. The loans are approved. Just moving along on this agenda, there's no old business and there's no new business, so we'll just move into routine business. So, Rich, we'll turn it back over to you.
I have nothing to report to the board today, so we'll leave it short. Thank you.
Tom, an update for the executive secretary's report.
I'd love to have a report as short as Rich, but not quite today. So four quick items. We'll be closing the land transactions with Forest Land Group and the Northwoods Land Trust that were approved by the board at their recent meeting. Kevin Burns, the manager of our Lake Tomahawk office, actually expects to offer a timber sale on some of the incoming property during this fiscal year yet because some of the timber was already marked by Forest Land Group.
That's great.
Number two, Joint Finance Committee had an executive session last week for a number of agencies, including BCPL. One of the things that we had requested was a program revenue appropriation for payments in lieu of taxes. After the adoption of the last budget, we were left in kind of an uncomfortable situation where we had a statutory requirement to make certain payments in lieu of taxes from program revenue, but we had no program revenue appropriation. So the only way we could make that payment was out of GPR. And so in essence, we asked for a program revenue appropriation to bring the statutes into alignment. Joint Finance Committee went a different direction and they just gave us more taxpayer dollars. They gave us a separate GPR appropriation for payments in lieu of taxes. So, yeah, go figure. I never would have guessed that one. And proposed a statutory change. So, in essence, they solved the dilemma by changing the statute and giving us a GPR appropriation. Number two, we had asked for a gifts and grants appropriation because we had actually been approached by the Rough Grouse Society offering us a grant to map the interior roads on our properties, but we didn't have a gift and grant appropriation to spend such a gift or grant, and the Joint Finance Committee approved that. And then the last thing we asked was for an adjustment to our salary and fringe line to make up, to provide full funding for salaries and benefits for our staff, because at the time the base budget was established, we had a couple open positions. Joint Finance Committee rejected that request, but they upped our salary and fringe lines by taking money off of goods and services. So that was not what we had hoped for. So that's where things stand with our budget right now. At the next
Tom, this is Josh. Quick question. There were some pros and some cons, I think you mentioned, it's fair to say, on the budget. What's your assessment on the whole as to how things net out for BCPL?
As to how they net out overall, I think the net hit to us would be about $50,000. If we could obtain a line item veto for what the Joint Finance Committee did with respect to the salary and fringe line, I think that would put us into the best possible situation. So I'm exploring that possibility as we speak. Needless to say, I was disappointed in that, because after spending considerable amounts of time with the members of Joint Finance Committee, when that motion came out of left field, that one hurt. But as most of us on this call today know, that those things can happen these days.
Can you very quickly tell me again what the impact of that's going to be?
The net impact of what they did would, in essence, result in BCPL having approximately $50,000 less in spending authority.
Okay. And what do we do about that? I mean, is it gonna mean we can't cut down trees or what?
No, I wouldn't go that drastic. Like I said, you know, if you think about it, we did a lapse. We're doing a lapse of $108,000 this year.
Okay.
Well, that means we'd have be able to spend 50 some thousand more next year than we could this year because of the COVID spending restrictions.
But Tom, if I'm hearing this correctly, you do think that based on the way the motion was drafted, and I have not seen it myself or read it through, there is an opportunity potentially for a line item veto that could rectify this.
I believe so, but you know me, I'm always hesitant before I go shooting my mouth off that yes, it's definitely possible. So by the next board meeting, I should have a better idea as to the path on that.
Okay. And I guess when you think about the 50,000, is there any way too that, does BCPL ever a beneficiary to the supplements that are provided through DOA?
You are reading my mind. That's exactly what I was thinking. So we haven't needed them in the past, but in essence that would provide the avenue to get us where we need to be next year. So,
okay. I will say, as an office that does need supplements from DOA for our staffing requirements, that I definitely can see that being an option. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Third item. At the next board meeting, we will probably have one of those submerged land leases coming before the board. The town of Bell, way up in north, northern Wisconsin, has had a submerged land lease for years, which just recently expired, and they would like to renew it. And so there's a decent chance we will be bringing that before the board at the next meeting. And the final item of business is the Secretary of State had asked the staff to start issuing press releases after board meetings announcing loans that have been approved for local government projects. And we would begin doing so after the next board meeting, unless I hear back from the board that you would prefer that we not do that.
Yeah, well, this is Doug. That was sort of what we've been doing for years. The executive secretary would put out a press release saying that we've approved this money going to these different locations, and then it would have a quote from each of the commissioners about how much we enjoy doing this sort of thing, et cetera, et cetera. And then those would go out particularly to the communities that were affected by our loans.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I will say based on the past 2 years is when Josh and I joined the board, Vicki, who was the office manager, was releasing press releases after each board meeting, and they simply weren't getting picked up, and it just seemed to be a lot of work without any return on investment. And just knowing that the BCPL staff is already pretty... their bandwidth is minimal. I just worry that they are taking on an additional responsibility that is hard to meet, which is why, for example, I've been stepping up when I can to help do certain things that I think are worthwhile. But Tom, you know, from my end, if that's something that you guys want to just go back and do and just submit these press releases that we were doing almost every other week, unfortunately, without any sort of traction, I guess I leave it up to, you know, your discretion, Tom. But that's just my perspective from the past 2.5 years and seeing how that has played out.
Well, what's been happening recently is that you've been putting out press releases announcing the loans. Have those been picked up much better than the ones the board puts out? For some reason,
I actually don't have an analysis on that, Doug, to share.
I mean, it sort of took me aback, to be quite honest, because it appeared that the state treasurer was the person doing all of this, and it totally ignored the fact that there were two other board members, and so that's why I would prefer to use the old method, unless there's some reason for having the treasurer do it instead of having the board be announcing what we do.
Doug, what we can do if this works, I mean, my team right now has been reaching out to Josh's team, and his communications person is Jillian Drummond, and works with her and coordinates, and we can do this, making sure the same is true for you, if that is something that you would like to be involved in. That's not a problem.
Yeah. I mean, whatever method reaches the public is the best. And my experience from years ago was that sometimes the local weekly newspapers were more responsive to the loans in their communities. But of course, that requires looking up those weekly newspapers and sending things to them. Yeah, I don't have any problem with you doing it, Sarah. I guess I'd just like you to add the Attorney General and the Secretary of State as people who are making this happen.
Yeah, so what it sounds like, Doug, and I think one of the most disappointing things that we've all seen over the last few years is just how local papers have started to crumble, right? So there's less weeklies and just less local press, which is why we've got to be innovative and creative, whether it's reaching out online and things like that. But what it sounds like is we can continue what we're doing. I will make sure Julie works with you directly, Doug, to get a quote or what have you, and whatever's released, if that works.
Sounds good. Let's see. I mean, I know also from, I tried a couple times to track these things, but that requires so much work to try to find that out that it almost is impossible to find out where these things are actually printed.
Right. And I think you hit the key term, which is just a lot of work to stay on top of this and know who's who and what papers are actually operating, which ones are no longer operating, and so on and so forth. So,
Sarah, I'm sure you know this because you're very sharp. There was a system that I was using at one time where you could be notified anytime your name showed up in the press, and I would get an email saying your name. Is that still possible? Could we do that?
Yeah, we can put together like a press report that we can share quarterly or something like that.
I mean, so anytime the board of the land commissioners was mentioned in the press, Tom or someone would get an email saying that we were mentioned in the press. That seems logical.
Yeah, I think that's a fair request, Doug, that we can maybe share that when we're doing our quarterly updates on the goals and priorities. We can just say kind of what's the overview that we've gotten in the press. I think we can add that.
Well, but I can't remember how I did it, but you have to go in somewhere and put your name in and request that you be notified if your name shows up in the press. Did you know how to do that? I've forgotten.
I'm not the expert, but I do know people who know how to do that. So we can figure that out for sure.
And then every 2 weeks when we put out a press release, we can see how many notices we get. And if we're not getting any, we could say the heck with it. If we are getting half a dozen or so mentions, then we would know that. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think what we've come to kind of, I think that maybe the best hybrid approach, Doug, and what we've kind of thought through is, unfortunately, not everything we do at these board meetings is newsworthy. And so we've been a bit more strategic on which loans are actually worth highlighting. And so I think that process just makes the most amount of sense because it is a lot of work to develop these press releases, reach out to reporters and like convince them to run these stories. Because what we were doing before is, as I mentioned, Vicky was just literally sending this out and no one was running it because it requires a lot more attention and, talking and working with reporters for them to even write this stuff. So I guess my suggestion would be to continue that process when there seems to be something worthwhile or newsworthy, kind of making that more specific, which is where we can get the press attention on it.
I will take this discussion as a directive to stand down on our side until we see how it pans out with the state treasurer working with the other commissioners. So, am I interpreting this conversation correctly?
Tom, what I'm hearing from Doug at this works is let's, Julie's going to coordinate with Doug when we see something that seems to be newsworthy and we can actually get the press attention. Doug will work with you to get a quote, just like Julie has been coordinating with Jillian. And when we're thinking about reporting back on these goals and priorities in our weekly and our quarterly readouts, we can include something about what our press hits have been. I think that's the summation of the conversation unless I am missing something. Doug, please let me know. Doug, is silence consensus or?
Yeah, Mayor. Whatever, as my brother always says.
Okay. No, thanks for raising that, Doug, and we can easily do that. Anything else?
Nope, that concluded my report.
Okay. Well, thanks, Tom. And my report is just on something, you know, one of the unique roles that I have is working with the 1,400 municipal treasurers and the 72 county treasurers. And something that we've kind of talked with them about in the past that's critical to the BCPL is the State Trust Fund Loan Program. And as we are kind of looking in 2021 and even in 2022, knowing that the State Trust Fund Loan Program is a important part of the Common School Fund, but with the American Rescue Plan being released and we're now getting millions of dollars both at the state and the local level, will that impact borrowing? And so I actually communicate and do events with them quarterly. I just actually connected with the municipal treasurers last month and kind of talking with them about the State Trust Fund Loan Program and even thinking through, for example, how it could be valuable even to be used as, let's say, bridge financing or gap financing is the term that we use, because knowing that the state got funds on Friday and municipalities will be getting those funds, but they're not going to get their second tranche of funds until a year later. And so if they want to start on these shovel-ready projects now, they might need to have the financing up front, and how the BCPL could be helpful in that. And we are going to be doing another kind of series of outreach events, and Tom will be joining me in the later summer, fall, so I will continue to keep you guys posted about those conferences and relationships as we work to just continue to build them and let them know that the State Trust Fund is an excellent program that they should consider when they're thinking about community financing. So that is just my one update. So just moving to future agenda items, anything to add for our next meeting?
Nothing for me.
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well, now is there a motion to adjourn?
Okay, Doug, I so move.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of adjournment say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Great. Well, thank you, everybody, and enjoy the rest of your week.
All right, have a good week, everyone. Good day, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.